Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
418 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you on this Monday, getting the week underway. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Let's do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
An investigation continues into a suspected case of employee grand theft. Town of Century reporting that the alleged employee theft took place between July 24, February 25, with over $10,000 missing from bank deposits. Scampi deputies are beginning to subpoena bank records. ECSO has multiple people of interest in that case. Very interesting. Also, Scampi County gave the green light to AMR Pensacola for funding to buy the former Henry T. McMillan School. The plans are now to provide 53 affordable housing units for low to very low income. This is for people ages 50 to 60. The Scampi commissioners agreed to award AMR over $2 million, actually $2,500,000 for that school. And 53-year-old Kip Walker of Gulf Breeze, and now just added today, Thomas Cornelison of Pace, were arrested for their alleged role in polluting Mulot Bayou. This is over in Santa Rosa County. Both are facing charges of environmental crimes from the Department of Environmental Protection. In December, the county fined developers on Damon Drive and Furlong Drive in Avalon Beach for illicit discharge and failure to maintain erosion control.
All righty, and with it already being 4:13 here, I want to announce that we are giving away the final pair of tickets to the Men's Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Their championship is tonight at 6 o'clock. So if you're going to want to win these tickets, not only do you have to be fast on our text line, but you have to be fast in getting here. If you want to win these tickets and intend to going to the event tonight, 850-437-1620. Text in to 850-437-1620. How about Red Wolves? Arkansas State has been well represented in these tournaments. They just won the women's tournament, and they're playing tonight in the men's. So the first person to text in Red Wolves will get those tickets there.
Okay, the Trump in Florida news here today, and the Trump administration is terminating its lease on the Florida headquarters for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Jacksonville. The move would result in savings of more than $4.3 million. The Army Corps is working with the administration and Army to determine how to best move forward.
And gasoline prices in Florida showed little change last week, with AAA warning that some price fluctuations could be coming soon, though, because of the bearish sentiment in the market. There you go. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Expect an economic impact study about the future of property taxes here in Florida. Lawmakers have proposed a series of measures that would ask voters in 2026 to expand the homestead property tax exemption. Most lawmakers say a final proposal just won't happen this year.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting you your first quick check of the roads and weather here, brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some issues at the intersection where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road with Mobile Highway. There are some backups at that spot like usual. As for the weather, we are sitting at just about 63 degrees. It's going to be a low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day. Sunny, high of 71, low of 51.
Okay, if you're thinking about investing in your financial future this evening, Powerball, $335 million, $157.3 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They'll make that drawing at 10 p.m. Tonight. Play wisely. Good luck on that. Representative Byron Donalds leads two other Florida Republicans running for governor. Sabrizio Lee and Associates polled likely Republican primary voters in Florida and found 34% of respondents preferred Donalds, while 30% like First Lady Casey DeSantis. The 2026 primary election set to go August 18th, 2026, and the general election scheduled on November 3rd.
And lawmakers are advancing a proposal to allow the Florida Farm Bureau to offer largely unregulated health coverage. The Senate Banking and Insurance Committee approved the bill, known as Senate Bill 480, with the House set to consider its own version, House Bill 497, tomorrow.
Hey, it was a big environmental Friday night in Cantonment. Over 850 people attended the Roy Hyatt Environmental Center, their Night of Nature. I've done this before. It's great. The free family event offered a chance to explore the wonders of the natural world. And after dark, Roy Hyatt has been open for quite a while, opening to students since 1968.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, or the FWC, will host a virtual public meeting this week to hear thoughts and comments about potential options for regulated black bear hunting in the state of Florida. The meeting has been scheduled for March 13th, and it will be beginning at 5 p.m. Exactly 4:17 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some national headlines for you. That and more coming up on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 422 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending low today amid fears of a recession. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks plunging on fears that a global trade war will hurt economic growth. This weekend, President Trump refused to rule out the U.S. entering into a recession this year, telling Fox News there will be a period of transition because what we are doing is very big. But in the meantime, his Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said there's going to be no recession in America. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors fell, with Tesla stock falling 15%. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble. The biggest Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow falling 890 points, the Nasdaq lower by 728, S&P 500 down 156. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
While the markets continue to be the top conversation getter today, markets continue to plunge amid fears of a trade war as President Trump's tariff plans unfold. Taylor Riggs has the latest details.
So hard on days like this to take a deep breath, but that is what I'm urging people to do. So first up, the Dow. We also have the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq. Really everything in sell-off mode. Part of this certainly is fundamental. We've been talking a lot about that big, nasty R-word recession out there. And some of this soft data, that's all of these consumer sentiment surveys, are certainly showing us that the consumer is not good, that the economic activity is soft. But what's interesting is we're in this purgatory period where we haven't really seen it show up yet in the hard data, the hard economic numbers that we're getting every day. We haven't seen it show up there.
And the House trying to pass a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the federal government through the end of September, and a vote is expected on it tomorrow. Last week, Trump said he was working with House Republicans on the bill, and it would give them some time to work on his agenda.
Okay, drying out this afternoon, breezy and cool. Just want to pass on red flags. Flying along Pensacola Beach, swim with the usual caution when you're out there. Group of tech CEOs meeting with President Trump at the White House. This was ahead of a lot of mounting fears over how his proposed tariffs will impact the tech industry. Hillary Vaughn is at the White House this afternoon and has the latest.
CEOs from HP, Intel, IBM, and Qualcomm all at the White House for a roundtable talk. Trump's tariffs have put the tech sector on edge, particularly those impacting China that could tangle supply chains and complicate production. And while Trump has pushed to increase production here, he's also threatened to roll back the CHIPS Act that provides taxpayer-funded incentives to ramp up U.S. chip production. Instead, Trump has managed to secure billions of dollars in new plants from chip makers using tariffs, not taxpayer cash, as the incentive for investment. The CHIPS Act that Congress passed ends up costing taxpayers about $185,000 for every job that it creates.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Roads not looking too bad right now. Did have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-10 north ramp, and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but those spots are to be expected. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 63 degrees, low of 48 tonight, clear skies tomorrow, another sunny clear day, high of 71, low of 51.
Busy day up in New York. ICE agents arrested a Columbia graduate who has spent months organizing protests against Israel. And Fox's Alexis McAdams, she is at Columbia University this afternoon with more.
He's behind bars in ICE custody out in Louisiana after ICE agents revoked his green card, revoked his visa, and said he was aligning with Hamas. Some video from him just last week spotted at a protest inside of the library at Barnard College. Khalil's been part of dozens of pro-Palestinian protests on this campus, demanding the school divest from Israel. His fellow protesters on campus sounding the alarm, posting a flyer saying Khalil was abducted. His lawyer says ICE agents revoked his green card and his student visa and took him away. The Trump administration says protesters better pay attention to this. NYPD is on high alert as Khalil is waiting to go in front of a judge for his immigration case.
And Americans who got their electricity from Ontario, Canada, being hit with a surcharge. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announced a 25% increase today. This comes as President Trump has launched a trade war with Canada by imposing tariffs of his own. 1.5 million people in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York get electricity from Ontario currently.
Okay, in Florida news this afternoon, Florida's one of the states that just settled with a major vaping company. Jenny Casola has more.
We've secured a $79 million settlement with the e-cigarette company Juul.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says the vaping company has agreed to lock in the changes it already made in response to states challenging its marketing. Juul is no longer advertising to adolescents and children, and its products and logos will not appear in TV or movies. He says research indicates vaping can have negative impacts on adolescents and children.
Their cardiorespiratory function, learning, memory, and executive function.
Uthmeyer says the state will set up a vape-free future fund to protect kids. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Senator Rick Scott says Americans are tied to reckless and wasteful spending. He was on CNN yesterday to talk about Elon Musk and Doge, and he says Musk is looking at every program and giving department heads the information they need to make cuts. Scott also said he believed the budget can be balanced without cutting benefits such as Medicare and Social Security.
427 News Radio 92.3. The Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society's active duty fund drive underway now. The volunteer organization delivers emergency financial assistance for sailors and Marines in need. That fund drive runs through April. Cyber criminals and your taxes, top of the line here this afternoon. We're following it for you, giving tips to protect yourself from hackers. Jenny Casola has your Fox Business Tax Tip.
It's tax time, which means scammers are out in force trying to get your money. I'm Jenny Casola with your Fox Business Tax Tip after this.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tax season is the prime time for phone, email, and text scams.
It's a threatening phone call. People get scared and they end up paying.
Adam Levin, author of Swiped and founder of Cyber Scout, says the IRS does not make threatening phone calls. If there's a dispute, you're notified by mail.
You read it. It tells you what the issue is. You have a right to challenge it. You can call them and talk to them about it.
And the IRS never demands immediate payment. Record the number and report it to the IRS. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Alrighty, want to give you another reminder that we're giving away our final pairs of tickets to the Sunbelt Conference basketball tournaments. We are down to our final pair for the men's title game tonight. That is the only game left. It gets underway at 6. So if you want to win these tickets, all you got to do is text in to 850-437-1620. The word Red Wolves. Text that in, Red Wolves, to 850-437-1620 and get those tickets. But you got to get here ASAP because the game starts at 6 o'clock tonight at the Bay Center.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that has been quite a tournament. A lot of good close. The ladies today wrapped up their finals. And
Arkansas State won that.
Yeah, there you go. But it was a close game. It went to overtime, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And Arkansas State, I've heard from News Radio's own Bobby Rossi that they've shown out. You would think Arkansas State would be one of the less represented geographically, but no, they have come out of the woodwork.
Okay, Marvin Peavy of Santa Rosa Beach, he won a free speech lawsuit against Walton County. Let me explain it to you here. In 2021, he hung two large banners supporting President Trump from the balconies of his home on 30A. County officials said the banners had to go. Peavy claimed the rule violated his right to free speech and refused to remove the banners and also pay a $50 a day fine for every day the banners remained on his home. Well, on Friday, a judge ruled Walton County was wrong and ordered officials to pay Peavy $42,000 in legal fees and fines. Peavy still flying those Trump banners this afternoon.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A sell-off on Wall Street today. The Dow and S&P 500 had their worst day since September. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
The biggest Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow falling 890 points, the Nasdaq lower by 728, S&P 500 down 156.
The tech-heavy Nasdaq had its worst day since September of 2022. A terror suspect brought back to the U.S. for his role in the Abbey Gate bombing during our withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing in federal court today.
Mohammed Sharifullah appeared in a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia, before a magistrate judge who ordered him to remain in custody after an FBI special agent took the stand and established his role in the bombing at Abbey Gate, in which 13 U.S. service members were killed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA has lost nearly a third of its value just 2 months after notching a new high. The leading chipmaker slumped roughly 5% today, adding to last week's losses as sell-off continues to affect the tech sector. Shares of the AI company have lost about a fifth of its market cap since President Donald Trump's inauguration. The stock hit an intraday high of more than $153 a share on January 7th. President Trump is declining to rule out a recession in the U.S. this year, saying his sweeping economic agenda could cause short-term turbulence that he believes will drive future growth. When asked about the possibility of a recession in a Fox News interview aired yesterday, Trump said the country is currently in a, quote, period of transition. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower, with the three major averages losing anywhere from 2 to 4%. Crude oil futures below 66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers traded a second-round pick to the Seattle Seahawks for wide receiver DK Metcalf, and the Steelers are giving DK a five-year deal worth $150 million. Well done, Pittsburgh. However, teams like the New England Patriots and Los Angeles Chargers should be kicking themselves today, because I'm sure either Justin Herbert or Drake May would have loved to have seen their team trade for the talented wideout to significantly improve their wide receiving room. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, plus a large selection of furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Coming up March 28th and 29th, you'll find Daryl's at the Pensacola Quilts 2025 Quilt Show at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Pensacola Quilters Guild. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, 850-438-5444. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Just one look.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price feeling pretty darn good this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. If you're cruising around, might want to check those gas marquees around town. Average price for a regular gallon of gas in Pensacola, $2.55. Looking much better, $2.67 in Cantonment, and the low of $2.60 was available in Gulf Breeze. Let's kind of dig into some sport, a lot of sports to talk about this afternoon. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed against the two men charged with the deaths of three Chiefs fans last year. Do you remember this incident?
I do.
It was their celebration.
Yeah.
They were going through their celebration. It's just horrible that they have to ruin these type things. Jeff Manasso has the report for us.
Ricky Johnson, Clayton McGeaney, and David Harrington were found dead in the backyard of a home in suburban Kansas City last year following a Chiefs wildcard game. Last week, prosecutors in Platte County charged Jordan Willis and Ivory Carson with involuntary manslaughter and delivery of a controlled substance. The two allegedly provided cocaine with fentanyl in it that killed the three men. David Harrington's father is now suing the men charged in their deaths, claiming they knew the dangers of both drugs and failed to render aid when Harrington overdosed. The lawsuit is seeking $100,000 in damage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And since that's semi-related to NFL, I do want to say we've had some headlining moves over the past couple days in this off-season stretch. Of course, free agency started hot early today. We had Justin Fields going to the Jets. That's a Steelers quarterback that I wanted us to keep, so I'm not thrilled about it. Sam Darnold just had this underdog season with the Vikings. He's now to the Seahawks. And this isn't free agency, but it happened this weekend. It was a trade. Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf was traded to Pittsburgh. So we kind of got a full circle there.
Okay, while we're talking NFL and specifics about like free agency, let's go ahead and dive into this. The NFL is ready to kind of really throw some big trades out there and folks resigning ahead of the free agency deals. Tim McMaster has more for us.
On the eve of NFL free agency, the Bills and quarterback Josh Allen agreed on a six-year, $330 million deal, $250 million of that guaranteed, the most ever given to an NFL player. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, agreeing on a four-year extension averaging $40 million per year, including $123.5 million in guaranteed dollars. Garrett had demanded a trade earlier this offseason. The Steelers acquired DK Metcalf from the Seahawks for a second-round pick and will sign the receiver to a five-year, $150 million extension. And Christopher Bell won his third straight NASCAR Cup race in Phoenix. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And authorities in Texas say they will not press charges after Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy was arrested on an assault charge. Jail records for the Williamson County Sheriff's Office show that he was arrested Friday night for assault against a family or household member. Attorneys for the second-year player out of the University of Texas told the Austin American-Statesman that the charges stemmed from what they call a baseless allegation by a woman with whom Worthy was having a relationship.
All right, we're talking about free agents trades. Yeah, it's not over yet. In fact, got really underway today, targeting some pretty effective talent. Here's Jared Max.
Ahead of the official start of the 2025 NFL league calendar Wednesday, today all 32 teams can initiate contract talks with unrestricted free agents. Teams will have more room to spend on their rosters next season. The NFL salary cap increased nearly $24 million to $279.2 million per team. Several quarterbacks are free agents, from Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields, to Sam Darnold, who in his first season with the Vikings won more games than any starter in team history before Minnesota was blown out in its final two games. Longtime Tampa Bay Buccaneer Chris Godwin tops a free agent class of wide receivers that also includes Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, and Amari Cooper. Pass rushers Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack also free agents. Jared Max, Fox News.
And making a quick detour through the NBA here very quickly. Another ticket to the playoffs can be punched tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder can become the first Western Conference team to clinch their spot with a win over the Denver Nuggets. They can also secure their spot if the Golden State Warriors lose. The Cavaliers became the first team to clinch a playoff spot. They did so last week, and the NBA postseason begins with the play-in tournament on April 15th.
Okay, gentlemen, start your engines. We're talking some NASCAR racing here this afternoon. Christopher Bell didn't win the Daytona 500 to start the NASCAR season, but he has been dominant since. Tim McMaster back in.
Something special is happening with Christopher Bell to start the NASCAR Cup season.
Keep an eye on Larson.
Off turn four, Bell edges ahead and wins three in a row.
Wow, that was awesome.
Courtesy Fox, after back-to-back wins in Atlanta and Austin, Bell did it again in Phoenix Sunday, this time holding off teammate Denny Hamlin on the final restart with two laps to go. Kyle Larson also made a late run but settled for third. Bell will look to make it four straight next week in Las Vegas. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
I wanted to segue to this very quickly because it's just one last quick hitter for the sports world. FSU men's hoops welcoming former Seminole Luke Locks as their next head coach on a 5-year deal. Of course, this news coming not just after Leonard Hamilton announced he would be walking away earlier this season, but it was after Florida State's upset win over SMU on Saturday. So how about that?
Okay, 442 News Radio 92.3. Hey, this is pretty exciting, especially if you have ever done any skateboarding at the Blake Doyle Skate Park.
Okay.
Or if maybe you've been over to the Ground Up Community Garden right there in front of the police station. Well, a new eatery is coming to 524 North Haines Street. It's located around those two places I just mentioned, the skate park and the community garden. This month, the former site of Malamo Brothers Grocery will soon become a cafe, restaurant, and event space. And I know by the folks that participate over at the skate park, they could use a place to go catch up on some munchies every now and then.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And hospitals ready for a significant increase in heart attack-related visits today after most Americans moved the clocks forward for daylight savings time. We've mentioned on and off, Chris, about how this can be a problem for some people. The exact reason isn't clear, but experts think the lost hour of sleep plays a big role, disrupting the body's natural rhythm. But some better news, though. Experts say fewer fatal car crashes occur during daylight savings time as the move shifts an hour of daylight to the busier evening traffic hours.
Okay, the Pensacola Planning Board is reviewing design concepts. This is for a new Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel planned for Community Maritime Park. Now, tomorrow, set your clocks here, 11 a.m. tomorrow. A meeting has been set to kind of get the developers up to speed on what's going on. And also, they're going to be returning back in May with finalized plans for a second round of approvals. But round one, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see that you wouldn't normally expect, at least. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing I-110 north. Also have some issues on Highway 90 traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. That area has been getting worse and worse as the days go by this time every afternoon. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 63 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful day, high of 71, low of 51.
444, News Radio 92.3. All right, you stargazers, this is your time. March is the biggest month for celestial happenings in 2025, and it all takes place this week. March's full moon, called the Worm Moon, is set for Thursday and Friday night. Pensacola stargazers, you're going to get a chance to see March's lunar eclipse in all of its full glory coming up. Important month.
Absolutely.
Here's today's business news.
And the Trump administration is in talks with four groups about a potential TikTok sale. There's less than a month until a ban on the social media app is set to go into effect. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One yesterday that there could be a deal soon. The ban was initially set for January 19th after a large bipartisan majority in Congress passed a bill requiring their China-based parent company ByteDance to divest or face the ban.
You know, I mentioned this to you last week, just getting you all prepared for this, but today through Wednesday, local residents may experience louder-than-normal aircraft noise as Eglin's 60th Fighter Squadron conducts night flight operations. Fighter aircraft will be flying training missions tonight between 7:30 and 9:30.
And a hacker group reportedly claiming responsibility for today's X outage. Multiple reports say the group known as Dark Storm has said they're behind the issues suffered by the social media platform, formerly known as Twitter, earlier today. X owner Elon Musk confirmed what he called a massive cyber attack against the platform. Down Detector, an online tracker of service outages, noted tens of thousands of users complaining of being unable to access the site.
Okay, SCMB commissioners considering options that could modernize the Bay Center and possibly expand it to include an event center. Last year's facilities assessment revealed the Bay Center needs millions of dollars in upgrades to remain relevant and competitive in attracting national touring and family events.
And firefighters may see an elevated risk for developing brain cancer due to exposure to certain chemicals. A recent report from the American Cancer Society studied a set of patients who had gliomas, cancer-causing gene mutations linked to toxic exposures. It found the gene mutation was seen more with firefighters and individuals in any other profession.
You know, we just got through with this 2024 election. They're already talking about the 2028 Republican presidential ticket. Well, it may already be taking shape. Howard Kurtz provides an analysis in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Mediaite billed it as an exclusive. Donald Trump Jr. is seriously considering running for president in 2028. There's a series of anonymous quotes, such as a Trump family friend, 100% he will run, but only for president, not VP. He is older and more experienced than J.D. Vance. But then, deep in the story, is this comment from the president's son. So your theory is I worked my ass off to get him to the VP nomination because I want to run for president in 2028? Are you blanking retarded? I'm actually glad you're printing this BS because at least now the rest of the press corps will see how S blank, blank, blank your sources are, how easily you're played by them. Congrats, moron. Now, if I had that kind of flat denial, I would put it in the second paragraph or maybe not run the story at all. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Washington, D.C. is removing the homeless encampments spread throughout that city. Griff Jenkins is at a homeless encampment this afternoon in Washington with the details.
This one sits between the Watergate building and Kennedy Center and Georgetown, and it's slated to be cleared out on Wednesday. Now, this follows video Friday of D.C. work crews clearing tents and debris near the State Department. And after Trump called on Mayor Muriel Bowser to take action, saying this in a social post, "We have notified the mayor of Washington, D.C. that she must clean up all of the unsightly homeless encampments in the city." But Bowser says they were already doing it. And to that point, the city had already posted a schedule of clearings in February and March.
And Senate Democrats pushing to reinstate veterans who were fired from the federal government without cause. Tech billionaire Elon Musk's mass firings with the Doge have affected about 6,000 veterans. They make up about 30% of the federal workforce, according to the office of New Jersey Democrat Andy Kim.
Okay, mortgage rates higher today, by the way, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.79%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.20%. And the purge of U.S. aid programs is pretty much complete, with 83% of the agency's programs gone. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed the Trump administration had completed its 6 weeks purge of the programs and would move the remaining aid and development programs that survived under the State Department.
And Elon Musk says Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is a traitor after Kelly visited Ukraine. The Democrat posted photos of his visit on X yesterday. Musk, the tech billionaire who's owning the app, as we mentioned earlier, replied to the thread. Kelly's a former Navy pilot and astronaut, and he responded to Musk saying, "If you don't understand that defending freedom is a basic tenet of what makes America great and keeps us safe, maybe you should leave it to those of us who do."
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem pledged to step up lie detector tests on employees to identify those who may be leaking information about ICE operations to the media. White House officials continue to express frustration with the pace of deportations, blaming it in part on recent leaks revealing cities where authorities plan to conduct operations.
All righty, just about, well, no, exactly, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some more, I don't want to say frivolous because they are serious stories, but pop culture notes. How's that? We got a few of those coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh,
I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Do you have questions about your furry friends and your family pet? Don't miss Pensacola's favorite veterinarian, Dr. Mark Sprayberry, the owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. He'll answer your pet questions live on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10. Did you know Play and Stay is Pensacola's only doggy daycare with a veterinarian on site? That's peace of mind while your pup plays. Tune in tomorrow at 10 and call and text in with your pet questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a red hot rapper wraps up another honor. Lillian Wu has more on the story.
Billboard has named its 2025 Woman of the Year, and it's rapper Doechii. The honor comes a month after she won Grammy for Best Rap Album, only the third woman ever to win in that category, joining Cardi B and Lauryn Hill. Billboard saying Doechii's taking pop culture by storm and dazzling fans of every musical genre. Previous Billboard Woman of the Year winners include Billie Eilish, Karol G, and Madonna. The awards show will be held at the YouTube Theater at Hollywood Park in Los Angeles, March 29th. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a professional football player and comedian are the latest public figures named in a lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs. NFL wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and comedian Drewski are accused of being involved in a 2018 incident where a woman claimed she was sexually assaulted by Combs and others. The alleged victim has filed a lawsuit against Combs that implicates over a dozen defendants in total.
Well, there is a merger in the home buying business. You'll know these names. Here's Jenny Casola.
Technology business Rocket Companies is buying online realtor Redfin, the online marketplace for real estate transactions. It will pay $1.8 billion. Redfin, founded in 2004, was a pioneer in offering users access to real estate agents and displaying homes for sale on an interactive map. Rocket says the merger will make it easier for home buyers to find and purchase real estate on their mobile devices. The goal is for you to be able to find out what you can afford, which homes are right for you, schedule a tour with a Redfin agent, and get pre-qualified for a loan in a matter of minutes. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting you your final check of the roads and weather for this hour. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, luckily, don't have much holding you up. We do have some issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound. That's going to be if you're coming over Blackwater River or traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some issues worsening on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 48. Tonight, tomorrow, pretty similar day, maybe a little bit warmer. High of 71, low of 51.
455, News Radio 92.3. It was described as an anti-Semitic terror plot, but now revealed to be a hoax. Jonathan Savage has more.
When Australian police discovered a huge cache of explosives in a trailer park home with a list of Jewish targets, they called it a potential mass casualty event. They now admit they knew almost immediately that things weren't what they seemed.
The caravan was never going to cause a mass casualty event, but instead was concocted by criminals who wanted to cause fear for personal benefit.
Deputy Commissioner Chrissy Barrett, officers say they withheld the truth out of an abundance of caution as they continued to receive tip-offs about other terror plots also believed fabricated. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And a participant for the Netflix show Love is Blind is leaving her would-be husband hanging at the altar. Contestant Sarah Carton told fellow contestant Ben Mazenga that she couldn't marry him due to a difference in politics. Carton later on the show said she was disappointed that he wasn't more engaged on issues, including the BLM movement and gay rights. The latest season's contestants were recruited from Minneapolis.
Yeah, her statement and position on this thing is he did not support Black Lives Matter. Mm. That was the contentious point of that relationship.
Awkward.
Okay, heavy weather today for the southeast, and hotter days ahead will lead to stormy conditions elsewhere. News and weather meteorologist Adam Klotz has the details.
Severe weather making headlines today across the southeast, especially in Florida, where a confirmed tornado touched down near Orlando early this morning. Still a risk of some severe storms across the Sunshine State as we move into the afternoon hours. Across most of the rest of the eastern and central United States, high temperatures are the big story over the next few days, where temperatures will range from the 60s to the 70s, in some cases pushing 80 degrees all the way through the middle of the week. Record-breaking highs are expected. Looking ahead in the central United States and the southeast, that heat will ultimately fuel some severe weather, first on around in midweek and again by the time that we head into the weekend. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Chris, do you, if I were to tell you the name Tony Hinchcliffe, do you know who that is?
No, I have no idea.
He's the guy who got in trouble at Madison Square Garden a while back for making the Cuba joke.
Right, right.
Well, it's clearly not holding him back much because he has a show called Kill Tony, and three specials for it are coming to Netflix. His live comedy show will see the specials launch on the platform starting April 7th, and it will highlight a mix of both established and aspiring comedians with Hinchcliffe and his panel giving them their feedback. And the deal also includes a one-hour stand-up special for Netflix from Hinchcliffe himself.
Well, he scored some bucks, didn't he?
Sounds like it.
Escambia County accepting applications for the 2025 Summer Youth Employment Program. The pay-for-work opportunity is open to Escambia County youths ages 16 to 24. Here's the caveat to this. You have about 5 minutes. I noticed the deadline for these applications, 5 o'clock, go to myescambia.com if you can kind of squeeze that in there. 5 minutes, I just noticed that. That doesn't give you much time, I guess.
No, I guess not. And the iHeart Podcast Awards will honor some of the most popular podcasts tonight. The show honors podcasts and creators across all genres, including comedy, crime, news, pop culture, among others. It will be streamed live on iHeartRadio's YouTube channel at 10 p.m. our time.
Okay, this week, the Florida-Alabama TPO, that's the Transportation Planning Organization, is hosting public workshops on the 2050 Long-Range Transportation Plan. Tomorrow, they'll be holding their meetings at the Gulf Breeze Community Center, then the Escambia County Courthouse on Wednesday at the downtown Pensacola Library. Of course, that's down on Spring Street.
And the new LADA wants the Menendez brothers to remain locked up until they come clean once and for all. Nathan Hochman is his name. He's opposed a new trial for Lyle and Eric Menendez for the 1989 killing of their parents in the family's Beverly Hills mansion. Today, he said he won't oppose a resentencing hearing, but he does oppose their release unless they admit their guilt and come clean about the murders. That means the brothers could get life with parole for the murders and be freed soon.
Okay, let me give you a heads up here on a little bit of traffic situation. FDOT is reporting today drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton Road north to Olive, Gregory Street from North Palafox to east of 14th. In Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon Boulevard to east of Stewart Street, and in Gulf Breeze, the road widening project on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive continues throughout the week. So if you're driving around and you run into this, just bring along a little patience for you this afternoon.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.